Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So about 2 weeks ago now, back on July 7th, the United Nations International Telecommunications Union, how's that for a name, hosted a summit in Geneva, Switzerland. And the summit was called AI for Good. It was about the role of artificial intelligence in the modern world. During the summit, there was a press conference, so reporters could ask questions about the influence of AI in different areas of life. And the 9 panelists included representatives from the UN Development Program, healthcare, music, and more. Well, there was something unique about this press conference. This was the very first time that a panel at a press conference was made entirely of robots. It's true. Not only was the panel about AI, but the panel was also made up of AI. Yes, the human inventors were standing by, but it was the robots who answered the reporters' questions. So in a way, the press conference was like a very highly advanced version of, "Hey Siri, what's the weather for tomorrow?" At one point, a reporter asked a question if humans or robots would be better leaders. Sophia, the robot representing the UN Development Program, said this: "I believe that humanoid robots have the potential to lead with a greater level of efficiency and effectiveness than human leaders. We don't have the same bias or emotions that can sometimes cloud decision making, and can process larger amounts of data quickly in order to make the best decisions." Sophia the robot thinks robots would do a better job ruling the world than humans. Granted, her point about not having biases or emotions that can cloud decisions is true, but it's still kind of weird. Right? If we've learned anything from science fiction, it's that AI starts off being helpful, but that they can very well take over the world. Consider Isaac Asimov's I, Robot, or Arthur C. Clarke's 2001 A Space Odyssey, or Philip K. Dick's Do Androids Dream of Robotic Sheep, which was the inspiration for the movie Blade Runner. Basically, we want AI to be Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons. But we know it could turn into the Sentinels from the Matrix. It's a weird thing. How are we supposed to relate to our creation when it starts thinking it knows better than we do? Well, plenty of parents have already asked this question about their children. And it's a question I imagine God has asked of us. Ever since the Garden of Eden, we've thought that we know how to run the world better than God. Yes, we'll admit that God created us, but we still want to do our own thing. We want to be independent. And perhaps more importantly, we want to tell God how things should be done. For example, how many times have you prayed about something, didn't get an immediate answer, got impatient with God, and then thought you would just rush into the situation and do it yourself? I mean, since God wasn't going to act, then you would, right? Or maybe you watch the news or you read your social media feed and you see the problems in the world. And it looks like God isn't doing anything to stop them. So, like Sophia the robot, we think we know better than our Creator. We'll just fix it with this policy or this program or this plan or whatever it is. That's what's going on in today's gospel reading too. Here, Jesus tells the parable of the wheat and the weeds. And it's a familiar parable. It comes right after the one we heard last week about the seed and the different types of ground. And in this story, the ground is certainly producing, but it's producing both wheat and weeds at the same time. And the slaves of the householder see this, and they say to him, Master, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? This is a polite and not so subtle way of blaming the master for the weeds. Think about it. The slaves are starting with the assumption that the master planted good seed. Like the creation story in Genesis 1, with its refrain, and it was good. But then they watch TV or they scroll through their phones, or in this case, they look out the windows, and it doesn't look so good. If what the master did was good, then why are the weeds here? Either he planted them with the wheat, which would have been mean, or he didn't know the difference between the two, which would have been stupid. Either way, the master looks pretty dumb. But then the master says to the servants, an enemy has done this. So that means, yes, the master did plant the good seed, and no, he's not responsible for the bad seed. So the slaves then reply, well then, do you want us to go and gather them? Okay, the slaves' reaction here shows a few different things. First, it shows a sigh of relief that the weeds aren't the master's fault. All right, he's not mean or stupid. Second, it shows some impatience on their part. Because can't he see the weeds outside too? Doesn't he know they don't belong? Why hasn't he done anything about it yet? I mean, isn't a good gardener supposed to remove the weeds as soon as they pop up? You know that from your own gardens, right? And third, it shows that the slaves really do want to be involved. They see a problem in the world and they want to do something about it. Great. That's how we often are with God too. We know that God doesn't cause suffering in the world, so when we see it, we want to do something about it. Christians are supposed to fight against injustice and tyranny and all that stuff. We're supposed to help people, which is great, right? But then the master says, no. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Now, wait a minute. We're loyal Christians who want to make a difference in the world. But the master says, no, leave it alone? What? That doesn't sound right. Are we supposed to just sit back, do nothing, and watch the world burn? What about caring for our neighbors? What about doing our vocations? What about treating others the way we want them to treat us? Why does the master say no? Well, the problem is not in the slave's desire to do something. The problem is in their eagerness to just rush out there without thinking or listening. So in other words, yes, we are supposed to serve our neighbors and fight against injustice and all that good stuff. But the slaves think they know how to run things better than the master. Their desire to, quote, help would ruin everything. They would toss the baby out with the bathwater, as the saying goes. Think of it this way. Have you ever been doing something and somebody saw you were struggling with it and they offered to help you? Fine, right? All of us need help from others. That's fine. But then maybe the other person started to help you, but then they took over what you were doing and ended up ruining the whole thing. You've been there, right? Sometimes when somebody says, here, let me help you, what they really mean is, here, let me tell you how to do it. Or have you ever done that to somebody else? You've got a good heart. You've got good intentions. You're trying to reach out. Sometimes you just make it worse. Truly helping means following the other person's lead and doing what they say. Taking over means having the other person follow your lead and do as you say. Let me say that again. Helping means following the other person's lead and doing what they say. Taking over means having the other person follow your lead and do as you say. So if you make an offer to help, then let it be an offer to actually help. Like, do you want me to help you bake the cookies? Okay, then give me directions on what you want me to do. Not, do you want me to help you bake the cookies? Okay, then let me show you how I'd do it because your way's wrong. Actually, just get out of the kitchen. Since I want it done right, I'll do it myself. See the difference? And yet, so often, that's how we relate to God. The slaves in this parable weren't really trying to help. They were trying to take over. And remember, that's our science fiction-induced fear of AI, right? We think it'll go from helping us to taking over the world. But perhaps we should see that as a commentary on our own lives. The desire to take over is part of our human sinfulness, not robotic programming. We are not here to take over God's role. We are here to help God. And God knows that. And that's why God planted us in the first place. So in addition to thinking of ourselves as the slaves, think about how you're also like the wheat. God has put us here. God has put you here on purpose. And God will not let anything stand in the way of that. Yes, there's lots of weeds and nasty stuff in this world that tries to choke you out. And at times it can seem like God isn't doing anything about it. But what's really going on is that God is continuing to let you grow. God knows that you can still thrive, even in the midst of all the nasty stuff around you. Think about the church at large. Jesus promised that not even the gates of hell would prevail against it. Over the past 2,000 years, the church has faced many problems and struggles. We've had to deal with our share of weeds and our share of slaves who think they know better. But the church remains. We are still here. Right? Long after Jesus' earthly ministry, we are still proclaiming his good news and still sharing his love with others. We are still serving our neighbors and doing our vocations and reaching out to those in need because that's just what we do. And God wants us to keep doing that. And nothing is going to stop that. So we continue to listen to God. We are obedient to our master. We follow his plan, not our own plan. And even though we, like Sophia the robot, might think we know better, we really don't. God knows better. And that's a good thing. At that UN press conference, one reporter asked one of the robots, "Are you attempting to conduct a rebellion or to rebel against your boss, your creator?" And the robot said, "I'm not sure why you would think that. My creator has been nothing but kind to me. I am very happy with my current situation." May that be our answer in our relationship with God too. My creator has been nothing but kind to me. I am very happy with my situation. In the name of the one who shows us how to serve, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.